Hi, this is Mac Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. Excited to announce that today is our 250th episode of the Malware Report, which we've been recording since 2006, so for the past 5 years. And on today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
You know, I wanted to take a minute and kind of look back over the last 5 years and kind of dedicate this episode to where are we now compared to where we were. So if we were to look back at early 2006, late 2005, when we started the Malware Report, what were the threats that both businesses and consumers were really facing online?
I think in 2005 and 2006, what we saw was we saw more traditional threats, traditional in the sense that, signature-based threats and things that the malware companies had been seeing for quite a while, Trojans, more traditional malware. Since then, we've seen a rapid rise in different vectors, whether it's mobile, whether it's hacktivism. We see that in the headlines where groups are trying to gain notoriety for hacking systems. That was not very prevalent in all 2005, 2006. We're seeing a lot of activity in that, a lot of activity in the mobile, a lot of activity in banking on the go and the scams that go with that.
So I guess in terms of the traditional malware that folks were encountering 5 years ago, how sophisticated were the approaches compared to what we're seeing now?
5 years ago, there was mostly an attempt to infect the endpoint. Maybe you got a Trojan, and maybe you were able to get some information, some personal information. Now what you're seeing is, and especially with the emergence of social media, which has really come into its prime in the last 5 years, a really comprehensive attempt to gather a piece of information, gain the trust of other people in an organization by using the social engineering aspect, extremely prevalent. So while the malware itself may not have gotten a lot more sophisticated in some senses, the prevalence of social engineering has really upped the game.
Well, and you bring up a good point, Cameron, about social media. I mean, while Facebook certainly was around, it was really in its infancy, and we weren't really seeing the activity that we do now or the role that social media plays in our everyday lives as it does today. How has that impacted online security?
Well, when Facebook and sort of the others, I mean, Facebook, there was MySpace, was pretty prevalent back then as well, but only among the sort of the techies, and it was sort of an experiment, and people didn't know whether it was going to grow, really go anywhere. Now, and so back then, if you were on Facebook, that was kind of interesting. Now, if you're not on Facebook, you know, what's wrong with you is the public perception.
Right.
And people are putting their information on Facebook and others. By the drove, someone remarked that Facebook, if it was a country, with the amount of subscribers or users they have, would be the third largest country in the world.
It's amazing.
So, I mean, now the default is to have a Facebook, to have a profile.
Right.
The default 5 years ago was to not have a profile.
And how have the bad guys really taken advantage of social media and used that to really trick or infect users?
Well, for the first several years Facebook was rolled out, there was basically a trust among your contacts, your group that you normally spoke with on Facebook, and you shared information freely back and forth. Now, if somebody is to send a scam saying that they are a friend of yours, which of course they can get that information off your friend's public profile, you drop your guard. There's a level of trust that they can establish that wasn't established previously. And of course, they can take that information and trick you into clicking on links, which are entry points for the malware we're used to traditionally seeing.
You know, it's interesting to see how quickly new technology evolves. You know, is this going to be something that we continue to see? Are the bad guys going to have to keep up with all of these new technologies that they're going to try to leverage against us? And is it this constant race, I guess, between good and bad?
Well, you know, it's always been that. But the difference is now is 5 years ago, the mindset had changed with such that I go to my computer at my office, which is sitting on my desktop, and I go online and I do something. There was essentially one, possibly two roads in the average user's repertoire to be able to go online and interact. Now, I have an Android in my pocket. It's got LinkedIn. It's, you know, I can have Facebook. I can do active updates. And the application defaults are set in such a way that all of your information or much of your information contained in several address books are all aggregated on these sites. Well, that's a gold mine for the scammers.
Absolutely. And how hard has that been then, I guess, for IT administrators to now in 2011 try to lock down all of those devices? I mean, it would seem to me like there are just more avenues that the bad guy can attack to try to get into an organization or from a consumer perspective, try to get into your bank account, et cetera.
Well, IT organizations or IT groups inside of your organization, what they find is they're interested in people having increased connectivity in terms of workflow, in terms of getting work done. In other words, you can transact. Somebody has a quick email for you. You can respond to that email if you're, say, waiting in line to board a flight, whereas before you wouldn't be able to do that. So they're interested in increased productivity. But now there's all different kinds of devices that are trying to hook up to the core network structures, and they're evolving so fast that the security controls, there's a lag time, and a lot of them are pretty early in the stages of development. So IT is scared from a
right.
from a security standpoint.
What about this notion now that we're seeing of hacktivism, you know, LulzSec, Anonymous, going after organizations? I mean, did we see this in 2005? I mean, it seems to be extremely prevalent now with the hacking of major brands, major organizations, and them being targeted.
Activism in general, hacktivism or otherwise, has always been about exposure. It's about being the small, vocal group that goes and tries to affect justice. And that's essentially what these groups say that they're doing. 5 years ago, the expectation was that was kind of a fringe activity. It was right. a corner case. Now it's in the headlines every day. So they've yes. got their audience in a way. Now, what they're going to do with that, there's a credibility issue. I mean, do you trust the person protesting or the group protesting? That's the same as someone physically protesting on the street. Do they seem credible? And that's the question mark right now.
Absolutely. And I like to think that, you know, over the last 5-6 years, computer security has actually entered itself into more of the mainstream media and to consumers' lives on a daily basis. Do you think that we're going to continue to see this type of attention given to online security?
Well, I think we are. But again, this has always been a game about numbers. And if millions of people are buying handheld devices, then it becomes a cat and mouse game on the handheld devices, the Androids, the iPhones, the mobile. And so we're going to continue to see that. That's going to continue to expand. And until the security matures, you're going to continue to see problems with it. And there's going to be a lag to educate users. So that's going to continue.
Well, Cameron, thanks so much for joining us today, talking about how the security landscape and online security has changed and how it's going to continue to evolve and change. And we look forward to continuing to have those discussions here on the Malware Report. We want to thank our listeners for their support over the years as we've continued to grow our program. And we look forward to having these discussions moving forward and keeping you informed on the latest online threats and computer security concerns. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.